Before I get on with the message, I want to break a rule of preaching and tell you that what we're going to talk about this morning is a really, really big deal. What we're going to talk about this morning, if you can get a hold of this, if you can get a hold of the concept of saying no to stress and saying yes to peace, it'll literally change your life. It'll literally make you healthier, happier, and bring you closer to God. This is a really big deal, and it's something that God really wants us to get. And so I'm going to ask you to try to focus a little extra this morning. Try to pay a little extra attention. Listen with your minds and with your hearts to the word of the Lord this morning. And it's breaking every rule of preaching to say all that at the beginning and like beg for your attention, right? But I don't care because I love you guys. And I want you to get this, okay? That's my only motivation right now, is Jesus wants us to get this. And so let's get it. Amen? All right, let's join in prayer. Father God, I thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for the snow that might be coming. Thank you for the spring that is surely coming. And I pray now, Lord, that you would allow us to open our hearts and our minds before you. I pray that our hearts would be like fertile soil for the seed of your word, Lord God, and that it could grow and bear much fruit in our lives. So we give ourselves to you now, Lord Jesus, and pray that you would speak to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right, basically I'm just going to expand on the children's sermon for the next 15 minutes or so.
Pizza.
That is correct. That's the bottom line. The sermon. Okay, a few weeks ago, many of you were probably here, a few weeks ago we talked about the passage from 1 Peter where it says that Jesus is our cornerstone. You remember that? We talked about how Jesus is our cornerstone. Now, he's the cornerstone of the church as a whole, he's the cornerstone of this church, and he's the cornerstone of our lives. And we talked about what cornerstone means, because that's not a word that we use anymore, right? A cornerstone was part of a Hebrew building. When they would build the building, the cornerstone was one of the first stones that they would set. It was big, it was heavy, and it bore most of the building's weight. Okay? Now, in engineering terms, the cornerstone carried most of the building's stress. Stress is an engineering term. It means this. Here's the definition of stress. A load, force, or system of forces producing a strain or causing deformation. That was a little technical. I'm going to say it one more time. Stress is a load, force, or system of forces producing a strain or causing deformation. Okay? And whether we're talking about a building or whether we're talking about our lives, that's what stress does, right? It produces a strain on us. It causes a deformation within us. Most medical doctors agree today that stress isn't only a problem for our mental well-being or our spiritual well-being, but it's a problem for our physical well-being. Most doctors today finally believe what the Bible has been telling us for thousands of years, and that's that our mind and our will and our emotions and our spirit and our body are all connected, right? We're all interconnected. What happens to one affects the other. And stress has been finally determined, as the Bible has said all along, to be one of the biggest risk factors for disease and illness. One of the biggest killers in America right now is stress and experiencing stress in our lives. And doctors are finally getting a clue in this area. They say now that stress is one of the leading causes of heart disease, which is the number one killer in America. Stress is one of the leading causes of cancer, the number two killer in America. Experiencing stress is one of the leading causes of stroke. That's the number four killer. Of Alzheimer's disease, which is number six, diabetes, number seven, suicide, number 10. And the list goes on and on and on. Stress is one of the leading factors in obesity, headaches, chronic muscle aches, asthma, depression, gastrointestinal problems, accelerated aging, insomnia, mental disorders, hypertension. All for avoided in Utah. Now, stress is one of the primary ways that the devil uses to ruin your life and ultimately to cause your death. The devil wants to use stress and let you experience as much stress as possible to ruin your life and ultimately to cause your death. Now, we have good news this morning. Amen? How many of you know the word gospel means good news? We have good news, and that's that Jesus has given us a way to live without the effects of stress in our life. Jesus is our cornerstone. And as we rely on him, he wants to bear the weight of that stress in our life. He wants to bear it instead of us. He wants to take it away. And in its place, to give us peace. Now, when I talk about peace, I'm not talking about like the absence of war or something like that. I'm talking about that kind of inner peace that we have, right? Tranquility, rest. The Hebrews called it shalom. That sort of all-encompassing, holistic peace. That's what Jesus wants to give us. And the Bible says this world has no peace, right? This world has no peace. This world is full of stress. It's full of fear. Watch the news at night just like one time, and it becomes clear, right? This world runs on the fuels of stress and fear and anxiety. That's the way the devil wants to keep it, to keep us in bondage and in fear. But Jesus has a get-out-of-jail-free card when it comes to experiencing stress and anxiety and worry. He has given us his peace. We don't need to experience those things. A Christian never has to experience stress. I realize that sounds like an extreme statement, right? But it's absolutely true, and it's absolutely biblical. The Christian never has to experience stress or anxiety or worry or fear, because Jesus has made a way for us to get out of those things. Let's take a look at the scriptures. We read these earlier, but I want to read them again. John 14:27, peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. Not as the world gives do I give you. Let not your hearts be troubled, and neither let them be afraid. And again, Matthew 11:28, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. I love that verse, rest. It's a beautiful word, right? Rest, peace. This is what Jesus has given us. And if we're not experiencing peace in any given situation in our life, then it's evidence of unbelief somewhere. It's evidence that somewhere we're not believing what the scripture has said, because the scripture has said that Jesus has given us peace and not stress. The reason he's so adamant about this, Jesus, he talks about this all the time. He talks about not worrying, not being stressed, all this kind of stuff. The reason he talks about it all the time is because he knows this is so vital to our physical, spiritual, and emotional well-being. If we can learn how to live without stress and worry and anxiety and fear, it's going to make us healthier, happier, and bring us closer to the Lord. Now, those are three awesome things. It's a three-for-one deal, okay? It's a good deal. So I want us to get this. Now, I often hear people say, you know, I had a really stressful week, or my job is really stressing me out. We've all heard those things, right? We've all said those things probably. I know I've said those things a lot. But for the Christian, those statements shouldn't actually be true. Our job shouldn't actually stress us out. Our job might be stressful, but we don't have to experience the stress that that job has. Do you see the difference? We're going to keep talking about it. If you don't, that's okay. Okay, so Jesus says, my peace I give you. Not as the world gives do I give you. Let not your heart be troubled, and neither let it be afraid. Now, having our hearts be troubled and being afraid, those are some of the responses of stress and of worry and of anxiety, right? It troubles our heart. It causes us to be afraid. And Jesus says, let not your hearts be troubled. The word let is the key word here. Let not your hearts be troubled. Allow not your heart to be troubled. In other words, if your heart is troubled because of stress or worry or fear, it's because you've allowed it to be troubled. See that? Let not your heart be troubled. If you're feeling stress, if you're experiencing that trouble, that difficulty, that pressure from stress or worry or fear, it's because you've let it. You've allowed it in. Let not your hearts be troubled. Jesus says, I give you my peace. And how do we experience it? He tells us right afterwards, let not your hearts be troubled, and neither let them be afraid. Say no to stress. It's a choice. It's a choice. Let not your heart be troubled. Just don't let it. Just say no. Remember that anti-drug campaign of the 80s, right? You're tempted with drugs. You're supposed to just say no, right? I grew up in that, so I remember that. Stress is just as bad as any drug, okay? We need to just say no to stress, and that's all it is. This is very simple. It's not always easy, but it's simple. Jesus says, I give you my peace. And if we want to experience that, we let not our heart be troubled. Stress is a choice. Experiencing stress is a choice, and we don't have to make that choice. Instead, we can choose peace. Are you with me so far? A little bit? A few nods, a few glazed over looks, that's okay. External situations hold stress. There are stressful situations in life. Most of us right now are probably in the midst of some sort of stressful situation, right? Something in our lives, our job, finances, family, health, whatever it is. There's probably something in our life that's stressful. But whether or not we experience the stress that that situation holds, the anxiety that it brings, the worry that it brings, that is our choice. We don't have to choose that. We can instead choose God. We can choose peace. All stress is external, right? Stress exists out here. So external things can't affect our internal peace unless we allow them to, unless we allow them to come in, unless we choose to bring them in. So a stressful situation comes our way and we're like, whoa, that's a stressful situation. But it's our choice whether or not that affects us or not. Because Jesus has given us peace. And we read in Philippians that the Bible says, let the peace of Christ guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. We're going to talk about that more next week, but peace will guard us. But we can choose peace or we can choose stress. It's up to us. So if you're experiencing stress or fear or worry or anxiety about anything at all, it's because you've chosen to. If you're experiencing any of those things, it's because you've chosen to. And that's not God's will. He doesn't want you to experience those things. He doesn't want you to choose to experience stress because peace is way better. It's like way better. It's like even better than pizza is over spanking, okay? Stress is so much worse than peace. It's not even a competition. We all have that stress in our daily lives, but we don't have to choose to carry it. We don't have to choose to let it in. We can choose peace instead. Now, hypothetical person in the audience might be saying, okay, that all sounds great. Don't be stressed. Be at peace. But what does it actually mean? I mean, what does it look like? How do we actually do that? Well, I'm glad you asked, hypothetical person in the audience. Jesus says, I give you my peace. Let not your heart be troubled. Another way to explain this for me is I'm a visual person. So this world is full of stresses, and they push in on us, okay? These stresses and pressures of the world, they push in on us from the outside. And if we've ever been in a really stressful situation, sometimes it feels like we're physically being pressed, doesn't it? It feels like we're starting to lose our breath. We just feel confined and pressed in. That's what stress does. It produces a strain. It causes deformation within us. That's what stress does. Those external pressures push in on us. But we have the Spirit of God in us, amen? And the Spirit of God wants to push back out from within us. So in the exact measure that the world pushes in, the Spirit of God within us pushes back out. You see what's happening? The world pushes in, the Spirit of God wants to push back out. And the result is a state of equilibrium, okay? The pressures of this world push in, we allow the Spirit to push out, and that creates a state of equilibrium, a state of peace. And that's what the Spirit wants for us. A couple people thought this was for the children's sermon. I'm like, no, it's for the adults. So this is a beach ball, just your standard beach ball. This is us, okay? We're like a beach ball in a lot of ways. But for today, we're like a beach ball in that the pressure on the inside of this ball is just a little bit bigger than the outside. That's why it's inflated, okay? Now, this beach ball is like us. Right now, this is the way it should be. This is the way a beach ball should look, right? It's bouncy, it's full, it's happy. This is what we should be. We should be filled with God. We should be full, at peace. This ball's at equilibrium with everything around it. It's at peace. Now, the stresses of the world come in. The pressures of the world come in, and they want to push at us, okay? They want to push and pressure, and that's what that stress does when we let it in, and it begins to deflate us, okay? Now, we all have different pressures, different stresses in our lives. I'm just going to share a few from my own life over the last couple weeks. So the baby gets sick. All right, if I choose to accept that stress, that's a stressful thing. Now, her cough sounds pretty bad. It sounds a lot like it did a couple weeks ago, and we had to take her to the hospital because she had croup. Now, that's not only stressful, that tempts me to fear, right? Now I'm afraid I might have to take the baby to the hospital. That's scary. That's not a good thing. Those are pressures that the world brings. The baby gets better, but life is really busy. It seems like Sarah and I barely even have a chance to talk anymore outside of just taking care of the kids and the house and all the stuff that's going on. Life is just so busy. And that's another pressure, another stress. And then guess what? The baby's sick again. Oh, man, what is up with this? And then you get that phone call. We've all had that unexpected phone call with news that we don't want to hear. And it brings the potential for anger, fear, worry, and to ruin our day, our week, our month, or possibly more than that, right? So one of those phone calls comes, and if we choose to accept all of those things from that phone call, we start to look pretty deflated. Now, we all have different stresses, different things that stress us out, different things that pressure on us, but anybody ever felt more like this than a beach ball, right? The world keeps pressing in, and if we let those pressures affect us without turning to God to push back on the world, this is what we end up looking like, this deflated, defeated, pathetic mess that is not very much fun, right? This is not what a beach ball is supposed to be. This is not what we're supposed to be. God has a better plan for us than to spend all our time as this deflated, defeated mess. He wants us to experience victory. He wants us to experience peace. This is not a state of peace. This is lousy, right? Now, what happens when we find ourselves in this situation? We've all been here, right? What do we do? What do we do when we find ourselves in this situation? Well, we have to start saying no to the pressures of the world so we don't get even more deflated, right? We start saying no and we turn to God. We turn to the Spirit of God who is within us all the time. Amen? God is never far from us. He'll never leave us or forsake us. He's stuck right in here and he's not going anywhere, right? Now, the Spirit of God wants to fill us back up, literally fill us back up. And he will push back on the world from within us to reinflate us in a sense, okay? So as we humble ourselves before the Lord and ask him to do that, that is what he'll do. Did you know that the word for the Holy Spirit in Hebrew is ruach? Ruach literally means breath. It literally means breath. The Holy Spirit is literally the breath of God. When God created Adam and Eve out of the stuff of the earth, he breathed in them and then they came to life, right? Ezekiel, when he was prophesying over the dry bones and they had all come together and grown their flesh and skin back, they were still dead. And God said, prophesy to the bones, that the four winds would come and bring the breath of God back to them. And he did, and they came back to life. After Jesus rose from the dead, he was talking with the disciples, and the Gospel of John said he breathed on them, and he said, receive the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is literally the breath of God. And as we find ourselves deflated like this, the Spirit wants to breathe his life back into us. He wants to breathe the life of God back into us. And so that's what he does as we humble ourselves and ask him to do it. It's not an immediate process. Sometimes we have to persevere and continue to pray. Next time I'm using a balloon. Finally, thank the Lord. I deserve a hand clap for that. Okay, so the Spirit breathes his life back into us. He pushes back on the world that's pushing in, and now we find ourselves back at that state of equilibrium, that state of tranquility, that peace that Jesus wants to give us. Now, we can't stop the world from pushing in. We can't stop our situations from being stressful, right? They just are that way. That's part of what it means to live in this world. The situations that we're in are sometimes stressful. They're sometimes awful, right? But as those pressures push in, we can say no to that stress and yes to the Lord. And as they push in, the Spirit will push back at the same time. Okay? So when we're living in peace, the pressures push in and God pushes out at the same time. So, even as those things push in, we don't deflate because the Spirit is breathing into us at the same time. Okay, does that make sense? I know that was very Sunday school-y. But this is how we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be happy. We're supposed to bring joy to other people. We're not supposed to walk around being miserable all the time. That has never been God's will for us, and it's not God's will for us now. As we humble ourselves and submit to the Holy Spirit within us, He will help us to choose to say no to the stress of the world and to the worry and anxiety and fear and say yes to Him. Jesus wants to be our cornerstone. He wants to bear the weight of that stress for us. Jesus promises us peace. He says, "My peace I give you. Let not your hearts be troubled." And it's just a simple choice. It's not always an easy choice for some reason. For some reason, we want a spanking instead of pizza. I don't know why. We're really weird people, right? But it is a simple choice. Say no to stress. No, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to stress out. God has given me peace, and I'm going to accept this peace. So Holy Spirit, help me. You know, let's just try it. The Bible says, be doers of the word and not just hearers. So I'm going to pray right now, and we're all going to try to practice peace. Okay, peace is a discipline. The more we practice it, the better we get. Okay, just like anything else. And God wants us to get awesome at peace. He wants us to get really good at it so that because the goal is to live in peace all the time. And we're going to talk about that a little bit next week. The goal is to live in a state of peace at all times. And then when the stuff comes at us, it's so much easier to say no because we're already full. We're already at peace, okay? But we need to practice to get there. And God really wants us to get there. So let's pray together right now and practice this a little bit. Close your eyes. And I'm just going to walk you through how I pray regarding this when stressful situations come up. But what I want you to do is to think of a situation in your life that's a little bit stressful right now. Think of something in your life right now that's got the potential to stress you out. It's challenging you. It's threatening you with worry or stress or anxiety. I'm sure we've all got something, right? I want you to hold that situation up in your heart as we pray. Father God, we've got this situation, as you know, and it's really stressful, and we don't like it. And Lord, we don't want to say yes to this stress. We don't want to take it on. We don't want to experience this stress or this situation. Because Jesus, you have promised us peace, and we thank you for that gift of peace that you have given us. And Lord, we humble ourselves before you now, and we ask you to push back on those pressures of the world. We ask you to fill us up right now with your breath, with your Spirit, to push those things away. And I usually take a couple deep breaths, because I'm a visual person. I take some deep breaths. Go ahead. Take some deep breaths, and I picture myself literally filling up. I picture the Holy Spirit who is within me literally breathing into me and filling me up like that beach ball. And I'm real visual, so that helps me when I'm praying. And then I just thank God for a while. I say, Lord, thank you for your peace. Thank you that I can experience peace instead of stress. Thank you that I don't have to be worried or afraid, that you can carry all those things for me and that you want to carry all those things for me. And you can open your eyes. That's not a formula by any means. That's just sort of how I pray when I do it. You can pray any way you feel led. But the main aspects are we say no to stress and we humble ourselves before God. And He brings us the peace that Jesus has already promised us because it's ours, right? We don't need to beg for the peace. It's already ours. Jesus already promised it us, so we have it. But to experience it, we need to choose to say no to stress. We need to choose. We need to say, let not our hearts be troubled. Amen? And we're going to talk about this a little more next week. But between now and then, I'd like to challenge you a little bit. I'd like to challenge you that over the next week, try to say no to stress. Try to say no to worry and anxiety and fear and all these things and the different situations that come up. Now, you may find that you have to do it quite a few times during the day. Usually when you first start out, this is kind of a frequent thing. But like with everything else, practice makes perfect. You get better at this. And pretty soon it becomes very easy and very quick to say no and to say yes to God. but it takes a while to get it going. So I'm just going to let you know. But I'd like us to try that this week. I'd like us to try to say no when stress tries to come in. No matter how stressful the situation is, we can be at peace. We can be at rest because that's what Jesus has given us. And so let's practice saying no to that and humbling ourselves before the Holy Spirit and letting him fill us up, letting Jesus be our cornerstone and carry that stress for us. Think we can practice that this week? All right, we'll take a few polls next Sunday to see how it went and to see how things were going. Let's just close in prayer one more time. Father God, I thank you so much for your peace. I thank you that you have given us that peace. Thank you that you love us so much that you don't want us to experience stress and worry and fear. I thank you for that, Lord. And I pray that you would help us this week. Jesus, you said before you left that the Holy Spirit would come and fill us and would remind us of everything that you said. And Lord Jesus, I pray that this week the Holy Spirit would remind us of what you said when you said, "My peace I give you. Let not your hearts be troubled." And every time our hearts are tempted to be troubled, I pray that you, Holy Spirit, would remind us of what Jesus said and help us to choose not to let our hearts be troubled, but to give ourselves to you and experience your peace. Thank you for this, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.